If the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish and hearts are mended in the presence King. I want to just focus on him and know that as we stay, we soak in his presence. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, I'm talking about the Prince of Peace. In his presence, in his holy presence, the weary can find perfect rest. The broken are restored in his presence, in his holy presence. There's nothing like the presence of my Lord. Just one more time, in his presence. Oh yes, I said that. In your presence, in his holy presence, the weary can find perfect rest, the broken are restored in his presence, in his holy presence. There's none. There is healing. There's nothing like the presence, Lord, my Lord. You can find joy there. There's nothing like the presence of my Lord. You can find peace there. There's nothing like the presence of my Lord.
Father, we thank you tonight for the opportunity to be here, the opportunity to gather once again to fellowship with you, the opportunity even under the umbrella of a school of miracles to enjoy your tangible presence. Thank you. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this hour. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your word. And thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders, and various distributions of the Holy Ghost that go with it. Thank you for tonight. Will not be any different, but in fact will enjoy greater glory from you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you because there's no way we go back the same way that we came. Thank you because whether here or even under the sound of my voice, we have encounters of the God kind. And the glory and the praise we give to you and you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, it's good when you come like that to know that we sit in an atmosphere for miracles. Amen. I think we've had some awesome meetings in June. We had one of those meetings, the Sunday morning meeting. Somebody said to me afterwards, said, God overrode me. Because as she sat on her seat at the back, she had decided, it's not going to be me today. You know, I'm not going to, you know, fall down or anything. And right there, God overwhelmed her on her seat. And she told me afterwards, I think that was a question then, that does God override people? And she said, God overrode me today. Amen. And I asked her, what exactly happened? He said, it felt like a heaviness come upon me. And just the weight was so strong and unbearable, you know. And somebody said, what is that? It's the glory of God. The glory of God, if you translate in the Hebrew, means the heaviness of God. It means all of God coming into manifestation. It becomes heavy. That's why we need a glorified body when we get to heaven. Amen. Because we will not be able to contain and withstand the manifestation, the face-to-face encounters of the God kind that we will have then. We'll not be able to take it. So we'll need this body transformed. We can't go with this one. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. We don't have much time, but I'm sure we're going to have an awesome time tonight. Amen. I felt that in my bones since yesterday. Amen. Somebody called me 2 nights ago and said, I have to share this with you. And I said, what's that? So I was listening to a message. Qualified for miracles. And how many people remember that? If you remember that, that's from School of Miracles in June. Exactly. So that was School of Miracles in June. So I said, I'm going to start with you, your story. You know, and she said, I was listening to it and I had a pain in my abdomen, a very sharp pain. I said, but we're praying and all that, at the end of a meeting, I just realized that pain also disappeared. You know, I jumped, I shook, I turned, and the pain was nowhere to be found. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. So you are sitting under some. If somebody listening to it 1 month later, thereabout, can be getting healed. Amen. What about you that you are sitting right there as it's coming forth? Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Go with me to Mark chapter 4, if you will. Mark chapter 4 tonight. I keep saying it, the School of Miracles, and I wish, if you knew anybody who was sick or feeling don't let's call it sick. Maybe sick sounds too harsh for you. If you knew anybody who was feeling unwell, what would you tell them? Oh, go and buy some drug. Have you taken anything? How many people will tell them, have you taken anything? Okay, let's try another one. If you knew anybody who was feeling unwell, would you say to them, have you been to the hospital? Anybody, would you tell them, have you been to the hospital? Anyone? You don't ask them about the hospital. Have you been to the... Yes, do you think there's a chance you will ask them? I'm not saying it's the same person, but at least there's a chance you would ask them, have you been to the hospital? Okay, have you been to the herbalist? Have you been to the pharmacy? Would you think you would ask them that? Have you been to church? So when I say, have you been to church, everybody stopped. Yeah, because that's what the School of Miracles is for. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's what it's for. Is that you ask people, they tell you, they complain about the things that are wrong with them all of the time. But we never tell them, have you been to church? Have you, at least I know School of Miracles, they'll pray for the sick. So will you come to the School of Miracles? Have you been to the School of Miracles? Are you getting what I'm talking about? So the issue that I'm pointing out is, do we really believe? Are you there? Some time ago, I don't know, somebody came here who had come into town to go for medical checkup. I had very bad back pain. Pastor, I will know what I'm saying. I had very bad back pain. Hands were laid on her here, and she could bend and touch her toes. You know what I'm talking about? You remember what I'm... Yeah, she could bend and touch her toes. Are you somebody who could hardly, if I remember correctly, could hardly move, could hardly bend, could hardly do anything, could bend and touch her toes? I'm not sure any hospital would do any better. Are you hearing me? So what's the School of Miracles for? It's for miracles. Amen. But while the miracles are happening, we also keep learning the ways of God. That's why it's called a school. So while the miracles are happening, we learn. We see how God does things. In fact, there are people I don't listen to, I watch them. Because I watch their flow with the Holy Ghost. I watch how they flow in the gifts of the Spirit. I want to watch how they cooperate with the Holy Ghost. I don't want to just hear them, I want to watch it. And if I can't watch it, yes, I'll manage listening. Are you there? And you know, some time ago, I said to them, the technical section, I said, when you record something, please record from when the person is being introduced till when the person drops a mic. Remember that? When I was saying that, look, you know, because they will record messages, and it's just a message. When the person starts to teach, and when the person finishes teaching, that's where the recording stops. And I said, no, please. It's right from when the person is going up to grab the mic to start speaking. If it's a guest minister, when the person is being introduced, because I'm telling you what I listen to. Are you still there? That's what I listen to everything. I said, so if it's a guest minister somewhere, I want to hear how they introduce him. I want to hear how he begins. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And I want to hear everything he does. If he coughs, I want to hear the cough. I want to hear everything he does until he drops the mic and he goes to sit down. Because all through that period, as far as I'm concerned, the man is under the influence. Are you with me? He's under the influence. Now, we had better complete that so that people won't... under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? That's according to Ephesians 5. Be not drunk with wine wherein there is dissipation, but be ye being filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. So I believe the man is flowing with the Holy Ghost. And everything he does, while he holds that mic, everything he says, everything he does, I want to listen. I want to hear. I want to see. Are you still with me? So, Mark chapter 4. Sometimes going, but it's okay. Amen. I hope you got something from all of that. Mark chapter 4, are you there? I read from verse 26. Jesus was speaking, the Bible says, and he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and rise by day. And the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields crop by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. And when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. I want to say a little bit tonight about what I titled Poco a Poco. Poco a Poco. I assume that at least one person knows what I'm saying here. Poco a Poco means what? Little by little. Little by little. That's music. It's musical term. So I was remembering my music teacher in primary school when he taught me poco a poco. You know, and that's little by little. The Bible here tells us, you know, in fact, you know, the Bible tells us here that God, this is the way God works. All right? It tells us this is the way God works. As a matter of fact, Mark chapter 4, very similar to Matthew chapter 13, is where Jesus speaks many parables. And he speaks the parable, the most popular being the parable of the sower. Okay? But I think it's perhaps one of the most important things that Jesus ever taught, or one of the most important chapters of Jesus' teaching is Mark chapter 4. Okay? Because there, everything he said, when he was trying to interpret them, he said a phrase that I think is very important. He said, the kingdom of God is like. The kingdom of God is like. Can I hear you say, the kingdom of God is like? That means this is the way the kingdom operates. Are you there? And that means that if that's the way the kingdom operates, I need to know this very well. It's a kingdom principle. Remember Psalm 103 verse 7, the children of Israel knew the miracles, but Moses knew the ways of God. Now, whoever knows the ways of God can command the miracles. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you know the ways of God, if you know the principles of God, if you know how God functions, if you know how God operates, then you will know how to get everything that you need to get from God every single time. Can I have an amen? There are many people who are busy having faith accidents. They don't know how God operates. Sometimes things happen for them. Sometimes they don't. But they have no clue how it happens. So sometimes they also leave it in God's hand. That's why they will talk about everything is in God's control. Are you there? But if we understood the ways of God, then we would know how to position ourselves and how to function such that seemingly God will seem to favor us more. Are you there? That it's not as if God actually favors somebody more. In Acts chapter 10 verse 34, it tells us that truly God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, meaning whether it is in America or Nigeria, whether it is in Togo or in Cameroon. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Whether it is in which other one? Djibouti. How many people know Djibouti? Or in Afghanistan. Are you there? God is no respecter of persons. He said, but everyone who fears him is known of him. Everybody. So everybody who understands and everybody who knows the reverence of God, God respects them. God gives them the same treatment. Are you there? So years ago, July sometime, some years ago, I was preaching anniversary SGA battle. And I preached, and towards the end, I gave an altar call. A few people came out, and I was about to pray. And I was about to pray, an elderly woman on crutches came forward and spoke and interrupted me and said, pray for me, and pray for me. So I looked up and I said, yes, ma'am, I'll pray for you. I said, but let me finish what I'm doing because it's very important. You know, so I finished praying with these people I led them to the Lord, prayed with them, the sinner's prayer. And then I turned to this woman who was standing then halfway to the front. And I walked up to her and said, I want you to pray for me, you know, and all that. She was on the crutches, couldn't stand by herself. And I laid hands upon her and she went down under God's power. And she was there a few seconds, woke up. You say woke up, you say when somebody goes down under God's power, it's anesthesia. So they woke up. So she woke up. And as she woke up, she, you know, you raise your hand, she wants to get up. And then the people standing by, the ushers who helped to catch her when she fell, they tried to quickly bring the crutches to her. And I said, no, leave it alone. She doesn't need them. And they helped her stand, and truly she began to walk by herself. And after a short while, she ran around the room and all of that. And of course, the whole place went up in wild excitement. I've told the story a number of times, but that's not the end of the story. The end of the story is still beyond that, was still a few months away. The end of the story was that after that, she didn't need the crutches, but she still used like a stick, a walking stick to support herself and all of that. She couldn't walk before. A great miracle just took place. But from then on, she began to amend. Are you hearing what I'm saying? What it was that she had had a stroke some time before then. She had had a stroke months before then. But now, I mean, I've not been able to walk except with crutches and all that. Now she could walk with a little stick and all. And then I saw her some months later, and she said to me excitedly, "Set man, look at me. I don't need anything anymore." Are you there? What am I saying? Poco a poco. So what happened then was that God took her from one phase to the other. He said the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed into the ground and should go to sleep. And the seed should grow. You know, and it comes up, you know, first the blade, then the ear, then the full ear and the corn. This is the problem we have. One problem is that our job is to scatter the seed. That is the word of God we discovered Jesus was talking about. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Our job is to put out God's word. And our job after that is to sleep. And I hear you say sleep. Sleep means you just believe in what you did. You believe in the word of God that has been sown. You believe in the seed in the ground. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You believe that God's word has been activated. Can I have an amen? But the word coming to pass is not my job to do. It's God's job to do. He says, "This sign shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover." My job is to lay the hands. God's job is to make the sick recover. Are you there? Second error we make is that when we don't see it all happen in a moment, in a split second, we give up on God. Are you hearing me? And that's what Jesus was telling us here, that the principle of God's kingdom is that God speeds up, is that God does things in phases. Now, let me tell you this. Miracles are, one, interventions in the natural course of events. That is, let me explain for that. That is that they are God intervening in the natural course of an event such that what would not have happened will suddenly become possible. Are you hearing me? So there are people who have grown taller. Amen. There are people who have supernaturally lost weight when hands were laid on them. It would not have happened. In fact, it has happened in an instance. I was listening to Billy Buck, and he said, while they were there in a miracle meeting, it's one of those people that I like to watch. He said they were there in a miracle meeting, and then he saw this lady, and her trouser fell. And he told everybody, "Worship God, worship God." He said so that he could catch the attention of her husband beside her, and she didn't even realize. To say, "Hey, hey." And then they looked, and he saw they ran out. He said they came back, she had lost about, is it 4 inches or how many inches around the waist? Instantly. Are you there? I think, you know, because as I say that now, some people are still struggling with that. Is that even possible? You know, and when I said that, I was laughing because I remember Archbishop Duncan Williams in Ghana. He said one of the meetings he went to, one of the first times he encountered a prophet, he said it was in that meeting, was at the back. And the man said, "God is going to, you know, do some supernatural weight loss." if I remember correctly, the story, the way he told it, he said he was thinking to himself, no, come on, no. He said, but this man prayed, and the way he saw somebody shrink, he said, and he thought to himself, no way. No way. This is not even possible. Are you there? He said, and then the man picked him up by word of knowledge. I said, you don't believe. Are you with me? What was I even saying? I said, miracles are divine intervention in the natural course of events. But sometimes it's even still the natural course of an event, which is that this person might recover or will recover on a good day. However, God speeds up the process. Are you with me? God speeds up the process. So it's still something that's going to happen. In fact, as a matter of fact, if you had a broken bone and God was to heal the broken bone, and he could heal it, you know, a broken bone on a good day on average would take 6 to 8 weeks. So if somebody broke a bone last week, he's here with a plaster of Paris, and I've seen God heal that. Okay? And you pray, and the person immediately can cut it off and remove it, and nothing, the hand is perfect. What did you see? Is a miracle happening in an instant, right? But what he did was that bone would heal. Isn't it? The bone was going to heal on a good day, but God sped it up. He could speed it up to 1 second, in which case the thing happens instantly in front of us all, or he could just give you a little sign. So something begins to happen, and the person can tell that pain has reduced. Are you with me? So why am I talking about poco a poco? So that we will not ignore anything that God does. Are you with me? And actually, I mean, truly once I saw that one of the first set of people I prayed for was somebody with a broken arm. And I called out a healing line. I was believing God. God is a healer. That's what the Bible says. And the healing line came. And as I went to the first person, I said, what's wrong with you? And she showed me the hand. So I said, no, let me start from the other side. Because I am a beginner. Hallelujah. Poco a poco. So let's start from the easier one. Then when you go to the other one and say, I have a headache, say, praise the Lord. Amen. You know, so prayed, and then went back. The last person I prayed for was the one with the broken hand. I said, well, they said the hand is not healing. So I had it on for a while, and that if, you know, it looks like they might have to keep on the cast for a longer time. So I prayed with him. They went back for the clinic check, and they were able to remove the cast. Okay? But then there was somebody else I prayed for in the same place, some time later. And while everybody was standing there, this person raised the hand so I could see the cast. I grabbed the hand and shook it, and no pain. Instantly healed. What happened? Speed. Are you there? Let's look at something. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. Are you getting anything tonight? Luke chapter 4, I think verse 38. Luke chapter 4, verse 38. Now he arose from the synagogue, that's Jesus, and entered Simon's house. But Simon's wife's mother was sick with a high fever, and they made request of him concerning her. So he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and served them. Are you there? Immediately she arose and served them. Go to John chapter 4. John chapter 4. John 4, I think we'll look at it from verse 46. John 4, 46. Remember what we're talking about, poco a poco, little by little. And what am I saying? Speed could mean that it's in an instant because of the speed, but sometimes it could mean that things begin. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It begins. You get a little sign. A reduction in a pain. Are you hearing what I'm saying? A little symptom disappears. But that tells you that God is on that matter. Are you still there? And don't turn back. don't dare go back and begin to say, well, am I sure the thing is really gone? Am I sure? And then maybe even you feel the pain rise a little bit. No. The pain didn't go down by itself in the first place. Are you still there? The pain was constant. So suddenly it goes down by itself. That's a sign that God is on that matter. Don't let it go. Hallelujah. John 4:46. So Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee where he had made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and implored him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe. The nobleman said to him, sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus said to him, go your way, your son lives. So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, your son lives. Then he inquired of them the hour when he got better. Can I hear you say when he got better? So he got better. He wasn't healed completely yet. Did you get that? He said he inquired the hour he got better. So he was not fully recovered, but he got better. Hallelujah. And they said to him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was the same hour in which Jesus had said to him, your son lives. And he himself believed and his whole household. Why did I read those two stories? Because of fever. Are you there? In medicine, we call fever a symptom. Okay? A symptom means it reflects something else. A symptom means it's a smoke, but there is a fire causing it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So fever is a smoke. There's something underneath. There's something that is making it happen. So to say somebody has a fever, you have not told us what is really wrong with him. So if I can't say to a doctor he has a fever, if he asks me what's the diagnosis, I say fever, he will laugh. Are you there? I can still say, in fact, if I don't know, if I've tried everything I know and I don't know what's causing it, I can say it's fever of unknown origin. But it reflects that I know that there is an origin. But I've said I have not found the origin. So it's a fever of unknown origin. Are you still there? But I read the two stories. Because in one instant, the fever having left also was a sign the woman was instantly healed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Completely. Because right then, right there, she got up and served him. So she was back to full functionality. But when they reported to the man, he said, when did he get better? When did he start getting better? Because the child was on the way to death. And he said, how we knew was that the fever left him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We saw something. We saw a change. Are you still with me? I'm saying to us that we need to hold on to every little sign that God gives us in whatever situation you find yourself. Are you with me? Listen, when Peter walked on water in Matthew chapter 14, you know the Bible says when he saw the wind boisterous, he began to sink. And I've spoken about that many times. I said the Bible says, and beginning to sink. So he was sinking in slow motion. Are you still there? You know, and sometimes we get so used to all of those stories that, like somebody was saying, he said, why don't you just go and fill a bathtub with water and try? So if you ever read the story or somebody talks about it, so, oh yeah, I know that story. Try it. Are you there? What does that mean? Let the story shock you. Let it impress you all of the time. Can I have an amen? Because you know you can't even do it in a bathtub. You can't do it in a swimming pool. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Not to talk of on the sea. Can I have an amen? Yeah, but Peter beginning to sink. So it looked like, you know, every time we talk about it, or most of the time, let's call it most of the time, that people talk about it, they talk about Peter sinking. Are you still with me? We tend to reflect more on Peter sinking. But guess what? Walking on water would not be a big deal to Peter again. Why? Because after he did that one, even beginning to sink, Jesus did not back him into the boat. Are you still there? When he said, "Help!" and Jesus grabbed him, they walked together back into the boat. And so walking on water became a norm for Peter now. So for Peter, that is past tense. If you say walking on water, I say talk about another one. That one is easy. I can teach you the 7 steps to walking on water. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know, so while the others are still busy, I say, no, me, I finished that part of the syllabus. Are you there? I've already gone through that one. I've finished it. So even though he was beginning to sink, even though it seemed like he faltered and he failed, he latched on the fact that he saw the hand of God. Even in the beginning to sink, the hand of God was evident. Because nothing begins to sink, it sinks. No human being begins to sink on water, you sink. Are you there? You know, I was thinking about the same Matthew 14. The Bible says that Jesus fed 4,000 people. And he said after 3 days, he said to them, these people have been with me for 3 days. Huh? I'm talking about look for those little signs. And know that sometimes God gives you a little sign because he walks little by little. Sometimes. Sometimes it suddenly happens at once. Sometimes it's little by little. Are you there? And I was remembering just as I was speaking, years ago they called me one day and we had somebody who had been in a fire. He had tried to cook something in his house, struck a match. Apparently the place was full of leaking gas and it exploded. And he ran out with fire on him and all of that and got it put out. The house had to be shut down by the government, you know, because of the explosion and all that, and he was admitted in the hospital. So I was told I had to go and see him in the hospital. And I remember when I arrived and I looked, the wife looked at me and said, "Look, will his eyebrows grow back?" I'll never forget it, you know. Say, "Will his eyebrows grow back?" You know, the only way you can say some things, you know, you have to say it in the original language. They say, "Afa Jono, Embere Rumo." That is the imam got burnt. And you're asking about his beard. You know, is it beard we should be talking about? So, I mean, it was very interesting that she met me at the door as I was entering the world, you know, greeted me and all of that. And I said, "Look, don't worry, God will do it. I mean, we'll pray. God will, you know, sort him out and heal him." I said, and then they said, "Okay, bye-bye." So we got to the side. He was burnt, I mean, to a good extent. And greeted him and all of that. And she said, "I said, man, will the eyebrows grow back?" So I prayed, and we prayed. And one of the things, of course, I pray that in such instances is speedy recovery. Speed. Because that's what you can get. Let it shock even the healthcare workers. And believe you me, I was there a few days later, to a week or thereabout, and I was shocked. I was shocked at how recovered he was, the skin and all that, how everything was quickly healing back. I was shocked. I've seen burn cases, I mean, for years. I was shocked at the rate of recovery, and the eyebrow was growing back. Are you there? Matthew 14 says that Jesus fed, he said, "They had been with me for 3 days. Why don't we feed them?" And then he said, "What do you have?" And they said, "We have, 7 loaves? Is it? 5 loaves and for the 4,000, I know that we all mix it up." Okay, they just had loaves and fishes. Are you with me? They couldn't go to buy. But the question in my mind is, you can't prove that it's so, but you can't prove it's not. Okay, the point the question in my mind is this: how did they have the loaves of bread in the desert? Huh? And the fish in the desert. And they had been there for 3 days. How many people know there was no fridge? And it wasn't spoiled. Huh? I don't know, women, help me out. Do you think the fish should be spoiled? Even if it's roasted and you're in the hot sun for 3 days, you think it's not going to be very good? Even the bread. you think might not be at his best. Are you with me? So I believe that the miracle began in that those things were preserved. Are you with me? I mean, they never took note of it, but I think it's a miracle that the fish and the bread they kept for 3 days in the hot desert was still fresh. Poco a poco. I think that God was already doing a miracle, preserving those things. God refrigerated them supernaturally. Are you there? Okay, let me try to wrap it up. Go to 1 Kings chapter 18. So what's the school of miracles for? It's to help build your faith and to stir your faith. It's to help us begin to see that with God, nothing is impossible. Are you there? And that's why it's a monthly clinic. Regular checkup. Hallelujah. To ensure that you consistently believe in the miraculous power of God. 1 Kings 18, are you there? Because we live in a world and a time and a day when we will need miracles. We need miracles. Okay, verse 41, 1 Kings 18, verse 41. Remember, we're talking about what? Poco a poco, little by little. I must make my music teacher very proud. He say, he remembers. Yeah, amen. Hallelujah. So 1 Kings 18, verse 41. Then Elijah said to Ahab, go up and eat. So this is Elijah after they had done the thing on the Mount of Carmel with the prophets of Baal and the king and all of that. And this is after 3.5 years of drought. That is no rain. Okay? Everywhere dry. It didn't rain for 3.5 years. And this was Elijah now. After that encounter, then Elijah said to King Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain. Really? So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of the Mount Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now and look towards the sea. It's believed that he bent down in prayer. Okay? And we know that from James chapter 5. The Bible says he prayed. And there was no rain. And he prayed again. So we know from James chapter 5 that the bending and whatever it was, whatever gymnastics, so it's not about the posture. Are you with me? The posture didn't bring the rain. It's just the faith, the prayer of faith that brought the rain. You know, when people worry too much about which posture to be in when you pray, say, I have to kneel down. When we were in Sunday school, they taught us, you kneel down, you put your two hands together like this. Then you close your eyes. And some people, except they do exactly that, do not believe that God will hear. So I asked them, I said, what posture was Jonah in when he prayed in the belly of the fish? He said, fish, give me space. You know, and then he bent and he prayed, you know. But the Bible says he prayed from the belly of the fish. That's Jonah chapter 2, verse 1. He says he called to the Lord from the belly of the fish. And then Jonah chapter 2, the last verse, the Bible says, and God commanded the whale to give up Jonah. Jonah prayed from the belly. God spoke to the whale. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Whatever has been holding you back, person or not, if you will look to God, God will command them. Huh? You don't need to deal with them. He was in the belly of the fish. He could be punching his way out, trying to punch his way out. No, no, no. He cried to God from the belly of the whale, and God spoke to the whale. And the whale had indigestion. Suddenly, are you hearing me? The whale that was already singing was, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Suddenly had indigestion and swam to the shore. And then the whale felt better. Hallelujah. Are you still there? 1 Kings 18. We are still back in 1 Kings 18. So verse 42. So Ahab went up to eat and drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel.
Then he bent down on the ground and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. So he went up and looked and said, there's nothing. And seven times he said, go again. Okay? So he kept praying, saying, go again, go and check, go again, go and check, go again, go and check. Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, there's a cloud. Woo! There's a cloud. But as small as a man's hand. Wow. Are you still there? The cloud is just as small as a man's hand. You've not had rain for 3.5 years, and then you prayed, and he says, what? I see a cloud, quite all right, but it's just as small as a man's hand up in the sky. Just as small as a man's hands. Are you with me? And what did Elijah say? I say, oh God. Now, wow. I'm not sure it will ever rain like this. I mean, at this rate, I've been praying seven times. Are you hearing me? I'm not sure anything's going to happen. Maybe we'll try again tomorrow. Are you still there? So when he said there's a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea, so he said, go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before what? The rain stops you. Wow. The man only saw the cloud as small as a man's hand. And he said to Ahab, oh yeah, stop all the eating and drinking. Run before the rain stops you. Just a small sign. Are you with me? Many of us ignore all of those things. We ignore all of the signs, all of the things that God does for us. Are you still with me? You know, we began to believe God for the property in Ibadan, and I believe we'll have it all paid up by the end of the year. Several tens of millions. And when we first time when it was first offered, we said, nah, there's no way. There's no way we can do this. So we said, okay, and the man was insistent. Look, we want to offer. And we said, okay, you know what? Let's take this one building that we're in. And we would stretch our faith. You know, and then we agreed and settled on that. And then the man went and we started praying and we're paying small, poco a poco, real poco a poco. And then he came back and he said, why not take the two? So Pastor BJ called me and said, he came to see me and this is what we discussed. And he said, you know, why don't we take the two? I said, say yes. I said, because as far as I'm concerned, it's a sign. If you are paying poco a poco, and the man didn't come and say, please take your money back. Before you spoil market, you understand what I'm saying? Take your money back and let me find somebody else. But came back and said, you that you are doing poco a poco, why don't you take everything? I said, then that's a sign. Are you with me, anybody? All the little things that you have seen. You know, sometimes people complain, this, and I tell them, you know, it could be worse. So what you think was bad, if you realize that God kept you, that's why it's not as bad as it could be. Are you still there? And that's the beginning of a bigger miracle. If you can see the hand of God, the small things, and you watch out for those small things that God is doing, then you're going to see his whole person revealed. Are you with me? There are many things that God has begun to do in your life. You are not who you used to be. You know, I was born asthmatic. I had all kinds of issues and all that, allergic issues and things. But I had God's word. 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And it struck me, hit me like somebody punched me. And I said, yes, I'm free. Somebody said, did you ever had any symptom? Oh, yeah, I did. But I realized that the symptoms were not as frequent. I realized the attacks were not as frequent. Are you there? I knew a change had come. If I had an attack and I said, I thought I was healed. I thought I was free. Then I'm in trouble. Are you still there? But I said, it's going. It's going. The devil knows he has lost. Hallelujah. He knows this is the end. He's struggling. But he knows this is the end. So I'm saying, watch out. Don't discountenance anything God has done for you. There are great miracles that happen in a moment, but there are those like the nobleman's son who begin to recover. Somebody sat some years ago, and he sat, and I asked one day, and I said, who's received a miracle that you never testified about? You know, it just never crossed your mind. And then he raised his hand and he said, him. And I said, and he came up and he gave his testimony. And he said, that when he came, he used to itch very badly. If he ever had a shower, he would itch and itch and itch for a long time after that. He said, but he just struck him one day that you are not itching. He said, I don't know when it happened. I don't know exactly when the change happened, but it struck me one day that something had happened to me. But I don't know when it did. Hallelujah. So sometimes it just happens little by little by little by little. Let's stand on our feet. He said, and the day that he realized that it happened, he went into the shower here and took a shower to test it out. Hallelujah. And he realized that God had done it.
We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh.
Tonight, for whatever it is, you're sick in your body, especially you have a condition, a pain, or whatever, you need prayer tonight. Let me pray with you. So if you are like that, just come to the front. Let me pray with you.
Everybody else praying, minding your own business. And things do happen. Things do happen. You know, the last time on a Sunday morning, somebody was sharing with me a week later, and she said, something happened to me. I know I got an impartation. She said, that week, it's like I had a vision. I had a dream, a vision of the night, the Bible would call it. Said, and I saw, because the public transport kind of thing I take. Said, I saw this vehicle come, and I knew they were, you know, some kind of kidnapper or whatever it might be. Said, I knew in that dream this was it. God had revealed something to me. She said, and during that week, I stood the same place and I saw the vehicle. I saw the people they parked. In that place, it's difficult to get transport. She said, it's very difficult, but I knew. I saw it was like when you've seen something before. She said, and I saw them and I just said, no, please go. I'm not entering this vehicle. You know, and it looks like you're silly. You don't get transport easily, you know. He said, no, I've seen this. God has shown me this before. He said, that has never happened to her, but he said, God has shown me this. Please go. He said, but right after that, she got a transport out of her place. Why did I say that? I'm saying that there are impartations also that happen, even in this kind of atmosphere. So be open and expectant. Thank you, Lord. Rabashite kelabahasta brakandes rebosa prekedes tafako soprando sopradishta bahande lebo soprodo sopradishta bahata. Thank you for your glory, Lord. Thank you for your glory, Lord. I feel it increasing in intensity. I feel the voltage rising and rising and rising. Thank you, Lord, for your awesome touch. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for your awesome touch. Yeah, that's it. Just take it all in. Take it all in. Take it all in. Take it all in. Legle bashakara bosa prahande sefradi lekige soproso vrando soprado sofredista. Legege soprado sofredista prahande. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let it come strong upon her. The power of God. Let it hit strong. Yeah, that's it. Oh, Sagala Bosa. Yeah. It's coming stronger, increasing. Legedosa, Bradoso, Fredish, Tabahande. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Let it get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Thank you for your touch. Ma pradoso fredishta bahande sikele boshta. Thank you. Ma credushta bahande soprondo sofredishta bahate. Legeso pradushto fredishta brahande soproboso. Brasete fredishta brahande. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Increase that voltage. Let it get strong and 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 strong. Leboso pradishta, braka bose fredishte asoko. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. Legose, lebrahasto braka bosta, rekedosto predishta, malebroso fredishta brahande, legedosa, bredendo sofredishta, braka mande legegegegeges, bredoso fredishta, ando soprado sofredishta brahande. Legagosta pakate situsufeledista. Yeah. Mighty hand of God upon you, Victoria. Yeah, the mighty hand of God upon you. Yeah. Sekelebosta, embroso fredista, legasa. Never the same. Stop praying, just take it in. Yeah, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mighty hand upon her. Lebo soprando sofredista brahande. Legle doso praho sofredishta bahate. Lega si prodo sofredishta bahande. Legedo sofredishta. Everybody just praying, worshiping God, minding your own business. The glory of God is strong in this place. Strong. Bring your hand. Legedosa prasoko predishta. Yeah, thank you, Lord Jesus. Maledoso fredishta bahadoso fredi. Legegosa pradishta brahande sokoto fredishta bahate. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Makra Bosto, thank you. Makre Boso Fredishta Brahando So Fredishto Brocoso. Ledoso Fredishta Recasto Predusto. Don't stand here. I don't think God is done with you. Ledoso Fredishta, I don't think God is done with you. Le Broso Fredishta, I don't think God is done with you. Legosa Pradoso Fredishta Prakadosto Feli. Legegesto Mara ba 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 ba. Yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you. And overall, yeah. And overall, and overall, and overall. Le Procoso Fredishta Prakadoso Fredishta. Mambra Asto Brendo Sofredishta Legeso Prakashta Prakamando Sofredishto Procoso Levesto Brahande. You know, every time we encounter God's glory, we are changed. The Bible says when we see that glory of God as in a mirror, we are transformed into the same image. We are transformed. So it does something good to us. It changes us. It changes us. It changes us from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. Every time we have encounters with God like that, it changes us. Legad also produce to fredish to brahande. Lega gosto predi. Scuti, lift your hand. Lepro comando sofredi. Leso coparande. Stefate sopoto fredish to pahata. Lord, let the fire. Yeah, let the fire. 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 Let the fire of God burn in him. Ha le prokoposto bradishta brahata. Let it burn. Le credosto marakashta brahaso fredi. Let it burn. Lord, set him on fire for you, Lord Jesus. Let the fire, 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 fire. Le prokoporo boso fredi. Yeah, yeah. Get stronger, get stronger, get stronger. Yeah, get stronger, get stronger. It's getting stronger. Le prokomondo so fredi. It's getting stronger. Le gedadoso bradishta brandoso bradishta. Legaso fredishto broko so fredishta bahata. Legegegeso fredishta brahande. Legoso fredishta brahando so fredishta. Legaso fredishto bokoso fredi. Yeah, but it's a place the fire of God is taking you to. When that fire burns deep within you enough, it will burn off many things you have struggled with, many things you are struggling with, and you are wondering, will I ever overcome that? Will I ever overcome that? Yes, you will. Just allow the fire of God to burn within. Let it burn. Let it burn. Let it burn. And Lord, let it burn in the name of Jesus. Leboklobosso fredishta brahande. Lesokroboso fredishta bahata. Legeso prakasto fredi. Lebroso fredishta bahata. Leg leg ge 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 ge. Baligoso fredishta bahata. Yes, lekosa bradushto. Bredishta Brahanda, just begin to give him praise tonight. Begin to thank him tonight. Begin to thank him tonight. Legeso Prandoso Fredishta Bahate. Lebro Hoso Fredishta Bahande. Legeso Fredishta Bahata. Lebroso Fredishta Bahata. Legre Jesus Velandes Tecata Baraso Fredishta Bahate. Ege Leboso Fredishta Bahata. Sister Books, don't put the brakes on God. You are wondering, how far can you go? How far can you go? And just as far as you want to. God's heart and God's desire is the depths. He wants to take you to the depths of a knowledge of him, the depths of a walk with him. And you're wondering, how far can you go? How far should you go? And God will visit you. God will visit you in a strong and mighty and powerful way. You'll have days on end of prayer. Days on end where that burning desire within your heart is to know him. And you'll find yourself unable to sleep, but praying and praying and praying and praying. It's the bad place of greater things. It's the bad place of a next phase of your walk with God. Yeah, God will take you there. Leke doshta bahata, by his mighty hand. That's what he's doing with you. That's what he's doing with you. That's what he's doing with you. That's why you feel that presence. That's why he's coming on you. It's creating a hunger. It's creating a pursuit inside of your heart. And it will get stronger and stronger still. Lega sopoko. Robasta bahata, legosta prakamando sokoporo bosta bahate, legele bosta brando sofredi, legesta prakamando, lesusu predista, mambre esto braka bosta brehande, Leges to prando socro boso veli. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He has a plan and a purpose. He has a plan and a purpose for it all. He has a plan and a purpose for it all. He has a plan and a purpose for it all. Help her. Help Victoria. The hand of God is still coming on her strong. Still coming on her strong. The hand of God is still coming on her strong tonight. Yeah. Shaka boshta, praka boshta. Yeah. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We'll see what you're doing. Leke doshta. Let's see what you're doing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's getting you to the place where you are wholly set apart. Holy, wholly set apart. Wholly set apart. Where you are 100% set apart. That's where it's getting you to. 100% set apart for Him. That's where God is getting you to. Legosta. That's where God is getting you to. That's where it's 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 getting you to. Lepro coporo boso predi. Lesu sobraste frecadosta brahande. Legasto procopora basta brahande. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh. Yes, you are. You are wonderful. Is that God is setting people aflame. Setting people aflame. even the church growth and things we have desired, this is how it's going to come. Because everyone on their streets, in their offices, will be mighty ministers. You will reach people. You will touch people's lives. Or if you wish, the religious way, God will touch people's lives through you mightily. Many will come to know the Lord and they will follow you and say, let us go together. If it's just we are going together. But God is setting people ablaze. Setting people ablaze. Setting people ablaze. Setting people ablaze. That on your street, you will have a horde of people following you to church. On your street, you have busloads of people. Yaga. Setting people ablaze. So that people will see the light. People will receive their miracles through you. People will be glad that you walk in the same office. They'll be glad you live on their street. They'll be glad that you are in as you come to their own supermarket. That's what God is doing, because you will carry that flame everywhere you go. And you will touch lives everywhere you go. You touch lives intentionally. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. thank you, Lord. Let's just begin to give Him thanks tonight. Begin to thank Him tonight. Begin to thank Him tonight. Begin to thank Him tonight. And what God, the touch and all of that, make decisions. Make decisions. What are the things you are going to do differently? What are you going to start doing differently? Is it your prayer life? What's going to change? What is it, your study? What are you going to start doing in the pursuit of God differently? in the pursuit of God differently, because God wants to use you. Hey, yeah, yeah. God wants to use you. It's not a one-man show. God wants to use you. And God will. God will. God will. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You deserve a glory and be your Lord. So we lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and be honored. So we lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
One more time, say there is no one else.